Good evening, folks. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Yes, that's a lot to say, but it's true. And in a few minutes, I will be giving you two phone numbers. One is a worldwide number. One is for U.S. and Canada, so you can call in. Because this evening, we're spending the evening with Jackie Lappin, J-A-C-K-I-E, Lappin, L-A-P-I-N. She has written The Art of Conscious Creation. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Elaine. I'm so delighted to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I love your book.
Oh.
I absolutely love it.
Well, I'm pleased. I really hope that it resonates with lots of people, speaking of vibration.
Well, this is what, when I found out about you, of course, BBS sent me the information about you, and what caught my eye immediately was, wouldn't life be better if you could just create a blueprint and everything would develop nearly as you envisioned? That caught my attention, and it wasn't even caps. I thought, okay, this person has a clue as to how to do this, and I want to know more about it. And it does. This is the Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, the Empowering Manual for Personal and Global Transformation, Learn to Live the Life You Want in a World of Peace and Abundance. And some folks out there are going to go, yeah, well, we've heard that one before. But this one's different. This one goes beyond the basics and yet tells you how to do the basics. And
well,
so many of the books are out there, they'll say, do this, do this, do this, but they forget that some of us are in kindergarten still with all this stuff.
What I did was I created a book that I thought would be good for people who are already versed in metaphysics and somebody who'd never, ever traversed this territory before. I wanted it to be something that was so easily practical and yet easy to grasp and very real for people. You know, when we experience a lot of the concepts of the metaphysical world, that's very woo-woo for a lot of folks, which is why I made this book about energy. And energy is something everybody can understand. This book is grounded in science, which makes it so much simpler for people who are sort of new or on the edge to grasp. But it's just as good for somebody who really has been in this area, but, you know, maybe forgets to do a lot of the things that are going to transform their lives. And I've put it in together, all encapsulated form, so that you can just review it quickly and say, oh, you know, I need to do that one. And, oh, I'm forgetting to do that one. And, yes, yes, I remember that I need to do this.
I'm glad you didn't call this a manual. That might have scared people off. But it is a manual.
It is.
It's a manual. And I don't say that lightly, folks out there. It really is a manual. But what she's talking about with science, some science backing her up, you've got to get this book. You really do. The Art of Conscious Creation, Best Books Award finalist for the USA Book News, an astonishing book. This is the first print, Paint by the Numbers approach to creating a personal and planetary life that is abundant and happy for all. That's Dr. Joe Vitale, author of The Attractor Factor, Star of the Secret. Anyway, on page 103, Scientific Studies in Human Energy and Consciousness. There are, what, 10, 15 pages?
It's 70 different studies.
Yeah, really university studies, Department of Psychology. I could sit here and name them all, but it goes back to, what, the 40s? 40s and, yeah, here's one by the 40s. They've been discovering, people have been researching this energy and nature thing since the 40s and before, and 60s and 70s studies with humans. I mean, she has some good evidence here to back this stuff up. Some of it I'd heard about the plants and them shrinking and all that. Some I had not. So this is really cool stuff that you're dealing with here and sharing with the public.
Well, and each of these cases points to the fact that what we think we create. And I only picked those studies that really demonstrated how our emotions and our thoughts impact the world around us. And my point was, not only can you impact your own life, but you can use that same impact to change the world. And I needed people to understand that their thoughts are not harmless little things out there. They create, and those thoughts are very, very powerful. And they can be forces for great in your life, and they can be forces for ill in your life. And we can talk a little bit more about how that comes about and what you can do about it, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me give some phone numbers so people can call in. Worldwide, that means any place in the world except the United States and Canada, your phone number is 877-489-6350. If you live in the United States or Canada, you share a number. 1-888-228-4494. 1-888-228-4494. We encourage for you to call in to discuss or to ask questions while you have her, because I have a feeling she's going to be hard to get to in the next couple of years, because what, you have two more books ready for us?
Well, at least one is already on the on the launching pad.
I knew it. What's the next one?
I can't tell you yet. I will come back and tell you all about it when it's ready.
Promise?
I promise.
Let's dig into this one then.
Okay.
Tell us about this one.
All right. It actually is in three parts. The first part of the book is how you can use personal energy management to transform your own life and create the life that you want. And we'll come back to that. The second part is the science that shows that what you think you create. And the third part of the book is about, now that you know how to begin consciously creating, now you must begin consciously creating for the world and begin to change the world. So let's talk about the first one. And that is all about how to manage your personal frequency. Now, all of us are energy. Everything we do, everything around us, the entire world is energy, things we see and things we don't see. Our thoughts and our emotions are energy. They are frequencies. They are waves that we send out. That energy goes out and impacts the world in amazing ways. It's like a daisy chain or dominoes. It changes things as it goes out there, or attracts things back. That's what the law of attraction is about. We'll talk more about that, because the law of attraction is only one of 25 guiding universal principles that I have in this book. But as you begin to send out your signals, you vibrate either in the low range or in the high range of the frequencies. If you're vibrating in the low range, then those things are fear and anger and hatred and self-doubt and mistrust, all of those things. If you're putting out that vibration, that's what you're going to draw back to you. Now, if you're vibrating in the high range, you're going to be vibrating love and trust in the universe and compassion and kindness and calmness, and all of those things are at the high range. Now, let me tell you why this is really important. Because the universe vibrates at the high range. It vibrates at the range of love. So if you vibrate in that high range, you are going with the universe. In other words, it's like drafting in a race car or having the wind in your sails in a sailboat. It's pushing you along. And as you are doing that, life is getting easier. Doors are opening. Synchronicities are happening. As you think and want things, they just sort of show up. Your life is no longer a struggle. And here's the really fun part about this. You begin manifesting what you choose very fast. If you think to yourself, oh, gee, I'd like to have that, it'll show up 2 days later, and I'm proof of that. Boy, I'll tell you, I've become such a fast manifester, sometimes I just sit back and laugh. I said, oh, my God. That's...
I need to talk to you, girlfriend.
Now, here's what happens if you're vibrating at the low range. And by the way, there is something, what I call surfing, doing, you know, going along with the universe up on the top range, I call that surfing the love vibration.
Hmm.
And you really want to be surfing the love vibration. Now, if, on the other hand, you're vibrating at the low range, it's like driving a car with the brakes on. You're going to hit detours, things are going to be difficult, life is a struggle, your relationship's falling apart, your business deals aren't working, everything, it may get accomplished, but it sure is a lot tougher. And I've got to tell you that I know this experience because I spent a lot of years going uphill, and now I'm drifting downhill. It's a lot easier. So I'm one of those people that was a glass half full, a glass half empty. I have consciously become a glass half full person. So what this tells you is that you really want to be changing your thinking and changing your emotions. And yes, you have control over these things. Now when I feel I'm going into a funk, I consciously think, okay, now what is going to put me in a better frame of mind? What thoughts can I think that are going to be more positive, more trusting of the universe? How can I approach this differently than what I have in the past? How can I get rid of this negative feeling? And it is amazing what happens when you do that, because you're attracting back the right things. Things are really so much more in your control than you think they are. People believe themselves to be powerless. They believe themselves to be at the fate and the mercy of the universe, and that is not at all the case. When you begin consciously creating, as opposed to unconsciously creating, which is attracting back things that you don't desire because you're not paying attention to your emotions, if you're vibrating in that negative framework, you're unconsciously creating all kinds of messes in your life. But when you start to take control over your life, you will see massive change. You will become a happier person. Those people around you will start to change, and your life just becomes much more along the path of what you choose it to be. Very important concept.
Well, there are two things that I want to read. It is through our vision, the tool of our imagination, that we emit the energies that transform. I love that statement. It's simple, but yet the power in that observation, we tell kids all the time, use your imagination, use your imagination. But we don't talk about the vision that creates the imagination.
Well, let me tell you how it worked in my life. At the age of 11, I told my parents I was going to be a sports writer. Now, in that day and age, there were no women sports writers, because this was a long time ago when dinosaurs still roamed the earth.
Yeah, right.
And my parents, they didn't discourage me. They said, do whatever you want to do, and we'll be there to support you. So in my mind's eye, I saw myself as a sports writer. My father said to me, okay, we're going to the Angel game next week. Do you want to get autographs to the players? I said, no, Dad, I don't need that. I'm going to be working with those guys one of these days. I was so positive. I saw it in my head. I read the paper every day to learn how to write. I just knew it was going to happen. At 20, I was at the Detroit Free Press. At 21, I was at the Associated Press. And 21, I was at the Washington Post. I'd also co-hosted Dodger Dugout by that time. I saw it. I created it in my mind. Then I lived it.
Didn't you have something to do with the poker, creating the poker?
Well, and that's actually how this all came about. If I'm going to ask your listeners to forgive me, I'm coming back from a bit of a cold here. So, yes.
But we can understand you. That's what's important. Not how you feel, but that we can understand you. We'll send you good energy, Jackie.
This is good. That I like. So what happened was I'm a master publicist. That's really what I've done in my career all these last 30 years. And the last few years, I started to embark on a spiritual journey to try to learn more about how I could be more happy in my own life and why I wasn't quite as fulfilled as I wanted to be. And at the same time, I was very fortunate, as my career has gone along, to be approached by a company called the World Poker Tour and ask them to help them create the publicity for their television show. Excuse me. And we were enormously successful at doing that. As you might know, we've created a worldwide poker phenomenon, which
right.
People all over the world are just enormously involved. And so I asked the universe. As I was on a spiritual journey, I discovered that if you ask the universe things, you can actually get answers. And so I said to the universe, if I can make everybody all over the world play poker, then what are these skills really supposed to be used for? And I got an answer. One afternoon, just a short couple of days later, as I was sitting in my living room, all of a sudden, every cell in my body electrified as if I put my finger in a light socket. And as I did this, this vision laid out before me of what I was supposed to be doing, and that was bringing people together all over the world to begin healing the world through simultaneous, synchronized visions, to put them all on the same wavelength, so that we can transform the world, and teaching them all how to consciously create for their own lives as well as for the world. And that's how I ended up writing a book called The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, and starting United World Healing, which is a nonprofit designed to bring people together for just that purpose, simultaneous synchronized visions to heal the world.
Catch your breath.
Sorry about that.
No, you go ahead. Also, another sentence was what we believe, consciously or subconsciously, and I think that's important, consciously or subconsciously, determines how we perceive the world and, more importantly, the world itself.
Our beliefs are energy. They are energy blocks. They are energy facilitators. If we believe ourselves to be powerful, successful, attractive, important to the world, then that is what we are and that is what we will be.
While you're saying that, I can hear it out there. Somebody's thinking, how is this different from The Secret? How is what you're trying to give the world through your book? I know the answer to this, but I want you to tell the folks out there that have not read the book, how is it different? I'm hearing you say, and I read some of the same concepts, except with The Secret, will you tell the world how it's different?
Well, there's a couple of things. The Secret is a lot about visualization, which is an important step, and we get into that extensively in the third part of the book.
Yes, you do.
But The Secret, one of the reasons The Secret doesn't work for a lot of folks is because they haven't done step one, which is basically raising their personal frequency.
You say that again. That is so important.
They have not raised their personal frequency. If they are still resonating in those negative beliefs, if they're still struggling with all of those low-frequency emotions, then no amount of positive visualization is going to get you there. You have to be able to basically cleanse yourself, raise your frequency, before you can actually begin to manifest what you desire. And I think The Secret is a really good initial taster. It gives people sort of an hors d'oeuvre of what this is all about. And it was great for opening the concepts to people. But one of the things that I think people took away from it and may not be also as important as I think it should be is a lot of people came out thinking, oh, well, it's really all about manifesting material things, cars and houses and money and, you know, that kind of stuff. When manifesting is also about what it is that you need for your quality of life. Do you need more time with your children? Do you need more help to accomplish the work that you do? Do you need more wisdom and counsel from good people who can help you get through a process? Somebody who's done it before? Do you need somebody to clear your path? You know, manifesting is about all of that and more. It's about creating the life that you desire, not just the things you want that will enable you to have that. So I think that that's also a place where people can jump from The Secret into this. So, and so much of The Secret, I think, focuses on maybe two or three of the areas that I focus on in my book. But when you get into the 25 Guiding Universal Principles, you have 25 different concepts which will help you raise your personal frequency. You can learn from each of these individual techniques. Now, I make this so easy. I mean, every one of these things is just, they're sound bites. They're short, they're concise, they are not lengthy texts and tomes. They're little reminders of what you can do to increase your positive frequency. So, you know, we can talk about what some of those things are, because I think that they may give people an idea of some of the things that one can do. One of the things we talk about is, I think we've started to talk about, is transmuting energy. And you can take your negative energy and transmute it by positive energy, and the universe responds to the last energy. It will sort of ignore all the negative previous if you overlay it with positive energy. If you change your thinking, the universe is going to respond to the most recent energy. Another one of those is self-love. I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, that chapter part portion.
I remember that, yeah.
There's another one in here called what we say is more than just words. Our words are energy. So when you say self-deprecating kinds of things about yourself, you make jokes at your own expense. If you say cutting things to other people, that's energy. Those are all negative things that are going to lower your frequency. You have to become conscious of those things. Another thing is what I call being all three, judge, jury, and convict, and that's about judgment. Because, you know, we're all one force. We're all part of this cosmic energy force. And when you are judging yourself or others, you are separating yourself from that force. When you start separating yourself, that is when things start to break down. If you are resonating and vibrating on the same wavelength and recognize that there are no divisions and you do not judge people, then things, you're raising your frequency and things are happening more in your benefit. We talk about gratitude, the universal juice, and how that'll, you know, with being in a state of gratitude and how that raises your frequency. And here's one that's really important. Learning to trust and surrender, learning to trust the universe, to say to the universe, I don't have to have control. I know the universe is going to take care of me. I've set what is my desire, and I know that things are going to happen in my highest good. Now, that was a tough one for me because I'm a control freak. I've spent my whole life building businesses and being ultimately in control. When I finally learned that I could just say, no, I'm going to trust the universe, it was amazing. I'll tell you a perfect example. My office manager decided to move on, and he said, okay, I'm going to try to hire somebody in, but I'm going to Hawaii on a certain day, and it has to be done before that so I can train this person. And we interviewed and interviewed and interviewed, and I started to get a rising sense of panic. Oh, my God, what if we don't find this person? I'm not going to be able to function without somebody here. Finally, I sat myself down, and he was also saying, as a reminder to me, trust the universe, it's going to be fine. And I finally said, okay, universe, I'm going to trust, I'm going to get out of the sense of panic, I know it's all going to come together. And within 2 days, she walked in the door. It was amazing. She was everything that I asked the universe for. Perfect. Exactly perfect.
A gift to yourself and to her.
I just have to stop constricting myself with all that panic-filled energy. And then she was there.
One of the things two of the things that you said in the book, you should see my book. I have green, yellow, red, blue tabs everywhere and highlights. All things that I want to get to you tonight, and I know we're going to run out of time. I know we are. Now, I'm not saying that because I want to. That's a fact. We only have an hour. But being aware of one's choice to control his or her frequency is the beginning of what is called consciousness. And, you know, I've been in this world for a long time. A long time. I've done this work for a long time. You throw the word consciousness around, you know, in conversation all the time. But I never put it this way, being aware of one's choice to control his or her own frequency is the beginning of what is called consciousness. That is so basic and so important. Like you going back to step one before you can do the rest of the stuff, you have to be aware. That's what I'm talking about. This book is so basic in its own way and yet so sophisticated with the way you teach it.
Thank you.
That
I think that one of the things that I wanted to do was couch this all in terms of energy because everybody can understand that. And then one of the other things that's really important here, I think, is people say, so how do I tell when I'm in a negative frequency? How can I tell when I need to change my frequency? And one of the answers to that is listen to your body. For me, fear resides in my stomach. When I feel things tightening up, when I feel things starting to gyrate in my stomach, I know I'm in a state of fear and anxiety. I know that I've got a negative thing that's going on there. And I have to consciously say, what is this about? How can I change this? But it's my tip-off. If you're getting racing heartbeat, if you're getting blinding headaches, the universe, your body, is trying to tell you something. You need to know what it is in your body that is telling you you're vibrating in the negative range. Learn to hear those tip-offs, and then you can make adjustments.
And go forward with your lessons.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things that we forget to do is do what you were talking about a while ago, listen to the universe.
Yeah.
I have people ask all the time, well, how do you know if it's just your head talk or your ego talking or your pride or your hurt or the universe. Or, you know, and you were saying that a while ago, you have to learn to listen. You have to learn where the universe talks to you from. You know, my grandmother used to say, when I feel it between my shoulder blades.
Different people receive information in different ways. I have found that a lot of times I get it in pictures. A perfect example is I was trying to hire in my replacement for the World Poker Tour because they really needed somebody in-house instead of an external agency. And we had two or three candidates, and the WPT had said they wanted one particular candidate. And I really, you know, I like the second one better, but it wasn't that significant. And they said to me, well, tomorrow, why don't you call and, you know, tell the one she has the job and tell the second one that she's not going to have the job. And something, I was in the shower that morning. I get a lot of water carries a lot of very positive energy, mm-hmm. and so I get a lot of my concepts and my messages in the water. And I'm in the shower that morning, and something says to me, don't tell number two she's not going to get the job. Invite her back. I call the client. I said, I want to invite number two back. And they said, well, okay. And don't you know, number one called that day saying she didn't want the job, and number two ended up with the job.
Aha!
It wasn't me, and I knew it wasn't me, because I had no thought of doing that. It was clearly a thought that came to me from an outside source. I now can tell what those thoughts are and how they differ from my own. But it took me a while to figure that out. When I get a wild hair of an idea out of nowhere, I know that it's something that's being given to me. But a lot of times I'll see ideas for it and see things. Like I talked about seeing I saw this, you know, the concept of talking to millions of people on these visions. But for me, for example, just as I was starting to take off on the publicity, I saw an image of a rocket going off. And I knew that the universe was saying, that's you. That's the rocket taking off. So you can hear messages. Some people hear them audio, you know, clairvoyantly.
Right.
I just get my messages visually, but it takes sitting down a lot of times and just being very quiet and just saying, okay, universe, what is it that I should know today? Open that door. Ask that question.
And then be willing to hear what is said, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
And work with it.
A lot of people screen out very valuable information because it's not what they want to hear. If the universe is telling you something, you better listen, because otherwise the universe is going to tell it to you in some other way that might not be quite so pleasant. I'll tell you, again, a perfect example in my own case. I had a very successful PR agency that was at the top of the world for probably 5 or 6 or 8 years. But it stopped being fun. It became really difficult because all it was doing was trying to find hundreds of thousands of dollars to feed this machine all year long, instead of doing publicity for the clients, which was the fun part for me. And so I lost my desire, I lost my interest. And the universe, of course, will go where your focus is. And my focus was not on my business. It wasn't there because it hurt me. It was painful for me. And so sure enough, a friend of mine who actually was a psychic kept saying to me, get out, get out, get out, because the universe is going to make you get out if you don't get out. And I was not listening to this message. And one January, three of my clients went Chapter 7 owing me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was it. The universe said, you're not going to do it. We're going to take care of it for you. And so I then had to extract myself and, you know, pay off the debts. And I got out, fortunately, very well, because I feel that the universe looks after me, and I trust the universe. But it was not a pleasant experience to go through, and it was because I wasn't listening. And it wasn't where my heart was. One of the important things about driving the success of your life is following your passions. Because where those go, the universe will take you. Where your emotions are, where your joy is, That's the direction the universe will take you.
You know, so many people, and I've been guilty of this myself, we don't know where our joy is at any given moment. We might enjoy doing something. We might have the excitement of, I'm going to go get to do this, or I'm going to go to school to learn this, and be happy about it. But we don't realize that that's the joy, or some people just go through life figuring that's not supposed to happen to them.
We'll talk about that when the second book comes out.
Aha! A hint, folks. Speaking of you folks out there, here's your worldwide number again, 877-489-6350. And if you live in Canada or the United States, please call on 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Our guest tonight is the author of The Art of Conscious Creation, Jackie Lappin. We're just having a good time with possibilities. We hope that you will call in and share your experiences, your examples of good and negative. Maybe we can figure out why it didn't work, and maybe what you'd like. Maybe she can give you some hints about how to get what you want. Anything from better personal growth to, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, that new car.
June 28th, I'm actually doing a teleworkshop called Consciously Creating Love, Wealth, and Health. And it's for the person who wants at least two of those three, and most people do. And we're going to walk people through how they can do it, the seven steps. And we're going to take three people as volunteers. One each is going to walk through each of those processes.
Now, how do they get on to the teleconference? Do they need to go on your website?
Yes.
This is a good time for you to share that information.
The date may be incorrect. We're going to reset the date tomorrow. But it's the 25th of June, and they should just go there and register right now on theartofconsciouscreation.com. And the website, again, is theartofconsciouscreation.com. Go to the events section. Put your name in, and as soon as we are up and have registration together, we will give you an email to remind you to come on back.
They can find your phone numbers and everything like that, your schedule, your future schedule. You were at a newspaper today?
I was doing a press conference.
Press conference. There we go. Sorry. I'm losing words today, too. You're the one that doesn't feel good, and I'm losing words. Not very good combination, right? So they can find out everything on your website, how to reach you.
Yes, I also do some coaching. I do conscious creation coaching.
That was my next question. What else are you doing these days, as if you have time to do anything else?
Yes, well, we try to help people learn how to become conscious creators. We've got some really fun things. You can come to the website, and you can actually get our free ebook, which is called, it's about being the blueprint, like you talked about at the very beginning, how to create the blueprint for your life. It's a free ebook, but here's what's really cool. When you sign up there, you also get the newsletter, and once you start becoming a manifester, we give you a manifesting tip every day. So let's say you read the book and you still want to continue to grow as a manifester. You can go there, and we will send you these wonderful tips from great luminaries in the spiritual world. They're not necessarily my tips. Some of them are, but we have this array of great tips because I also have a bookstore called manifestbooks.com. And if you go to Manifest Books, you can order books. It's the bookstore for the conscious creator. There's all kinds of books about manifesting and conscious creation. So the manifesting tips come from the authors in those books. And there's, the Abraham Hicks books and some of the great books from the early days of people writing about manifesting, things like Think and Grow Rich. And there's children's books. There's all kinds of very cool stuff there. So I run the bookstore. I do conscious creation. I have this teleseminar coming up, and there will be some other ones at the end of the year, so I encourage you to get on the website. And then, of course, there's also United World Healing. So, and at United World Healing, we do vision-ins. Now, those vision-ins are designed to bring people together for simultaneous synchronized visualizations to heal the world. And right now they're online. And eventually we're going to start doing them live around the world. So get on our list. We'll tell you where we're going to be and when we're going to do them. And you can come join and lend your energy. Now, let me tell you why that's important.
While you're there,
mm-hmm.
Folks, she teaches us how to be better at what we're doing. But the whole point, or big part of this, is to help make the world a better place. And at the end of chapter, she'll have the global a section that says global implications and how to help the globe, how to help our world using what she's just written about. But getting back here, towards the back, past the getting, making science of it all, I love these science. The book was, I was so excited about reading the research on this. And folks, it's not like she goes into tons and tons and tons of stats and all that. It's just like a paragraph or two about a subject and how something was proven or researched.
Let me tell you one thing I think is really cool. This gives everybody an idea. I love this study because the scientists put a monitor on a woman to try and her plants because he was trying to determine how, again, we interact energetically with those things around us. So she was terrified of flying. So at the moment that she took off on her flight, 3,000 miles away, her plants registered her fear.
See, it's things like that. And you didn't go into any big, heavy-duty medical science. It was just a fact. And that's there are 15 pages or something like that of these little snippets of things that are proven. They're not dreams. Somebody just didn't dream them up. They're proven by qualified people. So the book, I sat there going, oh, my goodness. I was in flight today when I was reading that part of the book. And the young man next to me had his headphones on, and he was listening to music, and I could hear that he was also listening to a book. And I'd say, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. Finally, this hand comes over. This is a stranger. And he turns the book around very slowly, and he's reading. And he took his headphones off, and he looked at me, and he said, what's that book? I wrote the title down. So this little gentleman is probably going to be contacting you. Okay, now on page chapter 6, it says the ideal world, which is what I was getting to. What I liked about this part was that you have a list of things that are hopeful, that we're all hopeful for. And then you bring it down, visions for a better world, and you grow on that. And it really is vision for the planet. All of the things that she's listed, vision for peace, vision for abundance, leadership, health, human rights, spiritual world, climate. Folks, she tells you how to do it. She tells you how to be a part of it. And that is probably going to be part of that group energy that you're doing now, right?
Well, here's what the science says. The science says that when you join two waves together, it's exponentially more powerful than the individual waves. So it's not one person plus one equals two. It's one person plus one equals 100. Now, just think what we can do if we put all that wave of energy, all of our waves together, millions of us, thinking the very same thought at the very same time. We can create the future using the power of our energy and our minds. And so that's why this is more than theoretical. We've proven that our minds can create, so let's focus on something it's really going to be better for our world. There's 17 visions for world healing in the book, and I actually have them on tape so that if somebody wants to meditate to them, bring them together for a group meditation, to do group visualizations, you can have them. But they're all designed to unite our energies together so that we can actually manifest the future as we choose it to be.
You know, and as reading through some of these, they are really... Some people would say they're full of Pollyanna, but at the same time, they're real. Because for one thing, you got them.
Yes.
That makes them I'm a big supporter of the spoken word and the written word. There's so much power. Once it gets out of your mouth, and once you put it on paper, write it, I don't care if you write it on a wall,
right.
It has power. And when you start visualizing words, that creates even more power.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I really do believe that once you begin visualization, and we have a whole chapter on the book on how to visualize for yourself and then, you know, translating this for the planet. But once the act of conscious creation is threefold. One, it is raising your personal frequency. Secondly, it is choosing what you're going to consciously create and envisioning it for your life. And one of the things that I do is consciously create my day. I begin each day by visualizing the day that I want it to be, and I guarantee you that on days that I don't do it, it is not nearly as smooth as the days that I do it. It doesn't necessarily come out exactly as I want it, but at least I've set the energy temperament. I've set the waves in the right way so that I get a good result for that day. And then the other thing is, I believe that it is vital to take action. And there's a chapter in the book called Becoming an Actionary.
Right.
Because the universe actually rewards you when you take action. It's important that you set an intention and you fill it with, you try to fulfill it with your vision. But once you actually take some form of action in the universe supports you with that. It begins to smooth your path. It's like getting brownie points. Out there, because it's just that much more powerful. The universe says, okay, this person has already shown this kind of a commitment, so we want to support them by doing that.
And one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
And off we go. The book ends up about a fourth of the way through, really getting to global implications and universal guiding principles, which I thought were wonderful. And it's all about, I guess I want the public to know, it's all about taking personal responsibility.
Yeah, it really is.
It's starting with us, regardless of what our personal life is or our professional, our financial, our relationships. It doesn't matter. It all starts with us. And as we grow, and as you said a while ago, clean ourselves out and get ourselves better, so to speak, I'm paraphrasing, those things will improve. But that can't help but spread out so that our whole world. Reading your hopes and dreams and your affirmations for the world as a whole, some of them seemed like that's going to be three generations down the road. And then I thought, well, Elaine, that was really tacky. But you know what? It may be three generations down the road, but if it happens, wonderful.
But if you don't envision it at all.
If you don't start somewhere.
That's right. It's never going to head in the right direction.
Right. There's no way. And if my grandkids and their grandkids can benefit from something our generation starts.
Right.
How powerful is that?
Yeah.
How precious is that?
We need to begin taking responsibility for our lives and our world. People think that they are powerless, and that is the biggest fallacy, because everything they experience in their lives, they actually create it, unconsciously perhaps, but they created it. And the world, the world is like an energy bank. It takes on our energy just like you do deposits in a regular bank. So if you're feeding your negative energy into the world, you're helping to fuel war and hunger and destitution everywhere. If you're feeding your positive high-frequency energy into the world, you are creating peace and joy and love and the kind of a world that we want to live in. So as you begin to monitor and become conscious of what you are vibrating, it's going to make a major difference in terms of what you're giving to the planet as well as yourself.
That sums up your book, in a sense. I got the feeling as I completed this book, because I read it out of order. I have to tell you that. I'm bad about that. And then I end up going back and reading it page by page by page, which is what I was doing today. I was finishing off about a half of it on my trip. But I had the thought, the whole time I've read it, I've had the feeling that this was like a primer, that you had a lot more to share with us, whether it was your personal experiences and growth as you do this, or whether it was channeled from the universe. It didn't matter. This just feels like it's a primer. That's why I teased you a while ago about at least two more.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
that's sort of the way I feel about it. When I have been in touch with various different, I've been very fortunate. I have a lot of channelers who are friends, and they keep telling me that the universe has plans for me to do 4 to 5 to 6 books. Now, I know what one of them already is, and I have a sense of what a couple of the other ones might be. But you're right. This book was the beginning. This was the foundation, and we'll build on this from here.
You know there's a movie out there for you to do, don't you? Have you already been told about that?
No, I have not.
There's a movie out there for you to be part of.
Very cool.
I don't know whether you're doing the script or whether you're advising, but it has to do with, it's not like a secret thing. It's like a movie, but it's like, it's narrative, experience. It's fun. But you're in it from beginning to end.
Oh.
Probably about 5 years, but it's going to happen.
Wow, that's exciting. Thank you.
It is exciting. Well, you're already being moved and gyrated towards that world. You're already being pulled towards, for lack of a better word, the Hollywood scene.
Huh.
You're meeting those people. The connections are already being made, for lack of a better way of trying to describe it.
I believe that everything is, you know, it's a web of energy, and we're all connected to the people that we should be.
Have you seen What the Bleep? The movie?
Yes.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's a little bit like that.
It's very interesting you say that, because the young man that's actually helping me with my publicity was the publicist on that film.
Yeah, well, see, told you, your connections are already happening.
Yes, yes.
Tell us what else, if you had two more things to share with the world right now today about your book or what is in your book, what would it be? What would they be?
Becoming an actionary. Stepping out in the world and becoming an actionary, and it doesn't have to start a nonprofit like I do. You can just take your grandmother to the ice cream parlor if she's a shut-in, or if you go stock the local thrift store shelves. Do something good. Do something, you know, random acts of kindness in the world. Begin moving toward a positive framework in your life, both in action and in thought and emotion. Okay, here's the other thing. When you're visualizing and you're trying to create this world in your head, then you must also put emotion behind it. You must get into the frame of thinking that it is already existent in your life, whatever it is that you're visualizing, and feel the joy and the happiness and the excitement and the wonder of it all, because your emotions are the express mail to the cosmic post office.
I love that.
They're the wave boosters. So you have to make sure that you are not just thinking about what you want. You have to feel it as if it already happened.
As some people have said, you've got to taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
That kind of thing. This is Jackie Lappin with The Art of Conscious Creation. Folks, it's not a big book. It's written, I don't want to say simply, because it's certainly not simple language, but it's written in a style that's easy to read, and the text is large enough that you don't have to need a to enlarge words. I told you I'm losing words tonight. And once you get into it, it's the information is important to put into our systems and begin using. Jackie has promised she'll come back with her second book. But there's a whole lot more that I would like to talk about with this first book. We'll have to plan on doing that.
I would love to do that. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak with your listeners. And I'm thrilled at your enthusiasm for this book. And I really, really appreciate it, Elaine.
I'm looking forward to the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth in the movie. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com, but you already know that. We're going to give you those phone numbers one more time. You have time to get in here with a question or a comment. Worldwide, 877-489-6350, if that's worldwide, United States and Canada. You share the number of 1-888-228-4494. What would you like for the world to, share with you? What, like a report card, what would you like to see happen first?
I would like to see peace around the world.
Peace.
I would
true
like to
peace.
See genocide ended. And I would like to see people help each other rather than hurt each other.
Oh, what sweet thoughts. As I was reading your wish list, I realized that it's not just a wish list. I think I said this earlier. If you've thought it, then it's possible. Absolutely. We just have to figure out how to do it, and your book is one that's giving us a whole list of ways to do that by starting with ourselves and then moving forward. And some people out there are going to go, oh, it's going to take forever. But how do we know? It might not.
Well, the thing is, it's called the tipping point. If enough of us think and feel the same way, and we can mobilize our thoughts on the same wavelength, we can subsume those people of negative wavelength. But we just really have to mobilize the conscious part of the world, and we have to make it a very conscious world.
They're telling me that I have to sign off. And I hate to do that. I've enjoyed our conversation this evening, and I'm certainly looking forward to you being back with us, either for more of this book. And you know what I'd like to have? I'd like to have you come back and talk about some other people's experiences with your techniques. Like the teleconference that you're going to have and the folks that are going to volunteer.
Great.
Maybe you can come back later in the year and talk about some of the experiences that came out of your teleconference and the people that volunteered.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. I would love to do that. That would be great fun.
That would be fun. I love to share those kind of affirmations and energies of accomplishment with the world. So let's do that. Let's plan on doing that. In the meantime, thank you very much, Jackie, for being with me this evening. And world out there, don't forget to share a smile this week with someone. Talk to you soon. See you next week. Good night, everybody. Jackie, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Take care. Bye.